So sometimes we act according to the characters of time, place, circumstance.
Yeah.
But we don't act according to scripture. Yeah. We're impelled by circumstances. So how do we understand at that time? The two need not necessarily be contradictory.
Okay.
The scriptural direction also needs to be applied according to time, place, circumstance.
Okay.
The same principle may be applied differently at different times. You know, we have many examples in scripture of, say, different devotees getting different instructions. Somebody is told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has different followers. Some of them he tells you, stay as a grihastha. Some of them he tells you, renounce the world. So, circumstantially sensitive application of scripture is also a part of scriptural tradition itself.
Okay.
Having said that, there is of course the possibility that one may inordinately distort the scriptural reality to suit one's own ideas. So to avoid that kind of distortion, it's good that normally we look at the world through our mind.
Okay.
So, and normally we look at people also through our mind.
Okay.
That means, you know, if somebody speaks very sweetly to us, we start thinking, you know, kya chahiye isko? So someone has want something from me, that's why speaking so sweetly. Maybe true, it may not be true. But the point is, we look at everyone through the mind.
Okay.
So if we have even one devotee who helps us look at our mind, that means that devotee's judgment we trust so much that rather than looking at that devotee through our mind, we look at that devotee and then we look at our mind.
Okay.
My mind is saying I should do like this, but this devotee is saying like this. What do I make sense of? How do I make sense of this? Then that devotee will help us to catch our mind when it starts tricking us. And if we have even one devotee like this, it's very fortunate. So that devotee should be like-minded. That means the devotee should understand our mind and should help us understand our mind. If we have a very analytical nature and that devotee does not have an analytical nature at all, that devotee may just dismiss our entire concern. Yeah, tum itna gyani kyun? Why are you so gyani, gyani type person? That kind of an answer is no use for us. So we have to look in the devotee circle to find someone who can help us catch our mind in action. So it will take some time to cultivate that kind of association. And if it can be anywhere, if you find one devotee like that, we should cherish that. In that association, we'll be able to move forwards.